President, Armenia wishes to thank all panelists for the thoughtful and comprehensive remarks. And at the outset, we would like also to express our appreciation to the organizers of the panel for choosing this pertinent theme of the discussion. Humanitarian work was one of those areas where women have been engaged historically, even in times when their access to other fields was basically denied. Thousands of women being part of medical or religious organizations were carrying out their mission in most dangerous circumstances, often in times of the unspeakable sacrifices and sufferings. Unfortunately, women and children are also mostly affected and vulnerable, who are heavily impacted from the armed conflict. Deliberate targeting of civilian population, particularly women and children, as well as the objects that are crucial for their survival, the disruption of supplies of goods, denial of humanitarian access, starvation as a method of warfare and collective punishment constitute a war crime and threat to lives and well-being of civilians residing in conflict zones. Since December 12, 2022, Azerbaijan has imposed a blockade on Nagorno-Karabakh in a blatant violation of the international humanitarian law and trilateral ceasefire statement of 9th of November 2020. For 6 months now, a population of 120,000 people, including 30,000 children, suffer from critical shortage of essential goods, including food and medical supplies. The Amnesty International, in its publication of February 2023, has reported on the magnitude of the blockade's disproportionate impact upon the women in Nagorno-Karabakh, who are facing a multitude of challenges, including in terms of access to healthcare and essential services. More than 6 months into Azerbaijan's creeping siege, mothers and children in Nagorno-Karabakh continue to stay as the main targets of the blockade, as the disruption in cargo and supply chains has affected families with young children the most, with the risk of malnutrition and starvation. Throughout the recent 6 months of the blockade of people living in Nagorno-Karabakh received only 7.5% of their usual food and other essential goods supply. Last week, Azerbaijan has ceased even limited humanitarian transfers conducted by ICRC to and from Nagorno-Karabakh. All indications of looming ethnic cleansing in making are in place. Armenia urges all humanitarian players across the UN to mobilize efforts and ensure the presence of the UN agencies on the ground in Nagorno-Karabakh and Lachin Corridor to help the people in need, to ensure protection, including for women and children, and to prevent the further violations of the international human rights law and international humanitarian law. The UN cannot afford another failure of protection of human rights that can lead to humanitarian catastrophe and atrocity crimes. I thank you, Vice President.